If you're a woman in the workforce, the last few years have been all about leaning in. The bestseller from Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, has been a compelling call to action for women of ambition. But Catherine Solman has a different take. The author of Ambition Redefined, Why the Corner Office Doesn't Work for Every Woman and What to Do Instead, says work should be about participation rather than power. So what's been the response from women who've already broken the glass ceiling?
You know, I think there is mixed reaction. And there would be different definitions of breaking the glass ceiling. So when you think about breaking the glass ceiling so that you're a chief executive, there are not that many women, at least in the U.S., and I think it's elsewhere, who have reached that pinnacle. However, women who would be on the fast track to the C-suite, there is some mixed reaction. So on the one hand, women who are still very much thinking that they're going to reach that pinnacle, or they're going to do everything they can to get to that pinnacle, think of my book kind of as blasphemy. That might be slowing down the race to the top in some way by, you know, not supporting the fact that women should be doing this. But then there are a tremendous number of women who are seemingly on that fast track, but they're not going to tell women next to them or tell their boss that they're really not sure that's where they want to go.
What we've had for the last few years probably is Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In being a kind of a defining book in a way. And what you're offering is a very different philosophical and practical approach.
Well, yes, because women have not only a professional role, they have two other big jobs. They have caring for children and also aging parents. And that's just a reality. And no matter how much you talk about the idea that men are, you know, pitching in more, millennial men, but the majority of childcare and care for aging parents is still falling largely on women. I can give you an example of a woman that I'm coaching. She's 41. She has young children. She went to Harvard Business School and Harvard undergrad. She is one of the senior executives at a top 50 Fortune company, and traveling from New York to Europe monthly. And on one of those trips recently, she said, "I can't do this anymore. And I don't want to do this anymore. I never see my kids. And I don't need this job to validate my ambition or my success." And so she came to me trying to figure out what else she could do. And she admitted that she's afraid to reveal this to her colleagues, to her boss, because she'd be perceived as a lightweight.
This is somebody who is an achiever, who's been, I imagine, very hardworking and focused to get where she is. And actually realizing this herself would have been challenging enough.
Absolutely. The reality that I am pointing toward is that when you go to college, then you go to business school, start your career, you know, the sky's the limit, especially if you're going to one of these very prestigious schools and you feel that, you know, you want to reach as high as you can in the corporate ladder. The reality is that when you're at that point, and if you're unmarried, you don't have children, the reality is you just don't know what lies ahead. It is difficult for most women to combine one of these, you know, very, very senior level jobs with family. It's just a reality. And, you know, many of the women who do have hot and cold running help, as Sheryl Sandberg has, or in many cases, they have a husband who has pulled back or is, you know, home with the children.
So more or less the heart of the book is that what we have to find more of is flexible work. Are there industries that do this better?
Well, the interesting thing is that now in just about every industry, you can find flexible work. Now, it is easier when it is possible to work at home part of the time or to work in a shared workspace part of the time and not have a, you know, a big long commute. And it's easier than to contain your hours. So if you think about technology, IT companies, they have many, many people who are working in a flexible way and sometimes working 100% remotely. If you're a surgeon or a scientist, it can be more difficult to be at home. Although I know a very accomplished eye surgeon who is only working 3 days a week. I also know an anesthesiologist that is working 3 days a week, not necessarily working at home, but these are two women who have families and were able to create a flexible schedule.
Yeah, though it also sounds like they're pretty much at the top of their game. When you're at the top of the game, your game, you have more options than when you're on the way up, don't you?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that there's an awful lot of flexibility now in the mid-range of employees, and especially when you're talking about some of the fields where there just simply is a lot of flexibility.
All right. So what can organizations do to help women, and not just women, actually men as well, but with flexible work?
Well, I think that, first of all, they've got to talk about the elephant in the room. Because as I described that client of mine who was very afraid to bring up the fact that she really wanted to get off the fast track and do something different, most women are, you know, afraid to say something if there isn't a flexibility policy that's very visible and in place. So they kind of suffer in silence, and then they reach a breaking point, and then at that point, it's kind of too late to get them to stay. So I think the companies have to kind of take the bull by the horn and know that women are facing all of these blending work and life issues, and to start the conversation and to try to figure out ways that they could make various teams work in a more flexible way. You know, a simple thing like core hours. You know, if everybody had to be on the case from 11 to 3 every day, and there was flexibility before 11 and after 3, you'd know that you could have a team meeting without having an email round robin that lasted for days.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I was really struck by this. You write that work flexibility is leading to a kind of new feminism.
I think it is. I think that it's, you know, it's a different work equality for women. And I think that women and men need to buy into this. There are many different forms of ambition and, you know, many different ways to measure success. You can be a leader at any level of an organization.
So I suppose the take home is not think about getting to the top, but thinking about staying at it and finding work that fits your life.
Absolutely. And I call it leaning in between. I mean, there may be times when you are into heavy caregiving mode that you need to grow in place. It may just mean that you don't have the personal bandwidth for that big promotion, but at the level where you are, you're still ambitious and you still want to grow your portfolio of skills and grow professionally.
Catherine, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Catherine Solomons, the author of Ambition Redefined, Why the Corner Office Doesn't Work for Every Woman and What to Do Instead. You'll find details on our homepage at abc.net.au/radionational. And that's it for this week. Thanks to producers Murata Dias and Georgia Power, and sound engineer Isabella Tropiano. I'm Richard Avery.